Jeannie Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is August 25th, 2017. And welcome to our podcast episode, Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined today by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Happy Friday, Craig.
Hey, happy Friday, Mike. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, today we're here to talk about three different things, but did you want to talk about the fight on Saturday
first? I'm telling you right now, I call it Mayweather dancing around for six rounds, tires McGregor out, and it's a TKO.
I'll take that bet, and I will go with the upset in McGregor.
Oh,
but it's if
a good Irishman always would.
Absolutely. Well, today we're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about the latest outburst by President Trump and how that might affect NAFTA. We're also going to cover Hurricane Harvey and maybe what impacts that might have on us in the U.S. here. And then finally wrap it up with corn sweetener negotiations and update for our audience here on that. So let's start.
Sure.
Let's start with Trump, President Trump, and his latest outburst.
What do you make of that, Mike? The man decides he's going to tell us that we have to build a wall, because that's always a good thing to start with. You know, I think overall he's just doing what Trump does best. He acts the bully. He's trying to use the public domain to suggest that this is a bad deal for the United States. And because he got elected based on bringing jobs back to America, he's got to get out in the public and state it privately. I'm understanding that because we have a baseline already established in a free trade agreement, the talks are actually progressing faster than normal.
Surprisingly. Yeah, I mean, there's been some talk about how long the NAFTA negotiations will go. There's some back and forth. Obviously, September 1st, they're going to come back and reconvene. But until then, I think one of the things that is going to be a key factor in all of this as we approach the elections in Mexico.
Oh, couldn't agree more.
Different parties. As everybody knows, the suspension agreement for sugar specifically, which a lot of our clients here, that's important to them, you have a suspension agreement. But when you look at it from the Mexico side, a new president could cause a lot of delays in NAFTA.
Do they really want to renegotiate something, this being the U.S., that right now, frankly, they have all the cards? No. But if you're Mexico, if there's an out, if you can find an out card, you're going to try to take it. The other part of that is obviously Canada. They're not a part of the sugar negotiations in the past, simply because they weren't looking at the U.S. as a trade partner in that sense. I hear that the U.S. sugar industry is looking to make sure that they maintain that level of access, if you will, that Canada has to the U.S., which is minimal.
Exactly. And certainly when we were at the ASA 2 weeks ago, there was some talk about making sure that the current arrangement sticks in the United States, or between trade between the Canada and the United States.
Agreed.
So that'll be interesting as we move forward on that. The other thing is on the NAFTA negotiations, the dairy component for Canada is big. What is your ideas there?
Yeah, I think the way that they've always looked at it is they've tried to tie in the dairy negotiations with sugar. Basically, Canada doesn't want any additional dairy in its market. And as a result, they're going to threaten to push more sugar into our market if we try to threaten to put more dairy in there. So I think it's kind of a wash at this point. It's kind of tit for tat. If you're going to do that, I'm going to do this. And I think they'll probably leave both alone at the end of the day.
Well, more to come here on NAFTA negotiations. And September 1st, we'll start letting our audience know as it progresses and how it might relate to sweetener specifically.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you threw a great article out this morning. It was basically a map of the NOAA showing Hurricane Harvey's attempting to make landfall. What's the latest that you've seen on what's going on down there in Texas?
Well, certainly there is a lot of concern, not only from a flooding standpoint and water standpoint, which they've said if it hits at a Category 3, it'll be the largest hurricane to hit the United States in the last 12 years. So that could impact as it runs through Texas, potentially. How might that impact us as far as the different agricultural products like sugar?
Well, there used to be a refinery right in Sugar Land, Texas. Those folks that live down there know that all too well. Thank God for manufacturers that may have been looking at sugar at that time. We didn't have any major disaster like what's about to come through Texas tonight. So I don't see without a refinery there, there's going to be any disruption per se on delivery of finished goods. But it doesn't mean that the people down there in the Houston, Galveston and Sugar Land area don't need to be mindful that where it's up to 3 feet of water might end up flooding those areas. And going eastbound, I did talk to some folks in Louisiana, and they basically said, we've got too much rain already. We don't need any more. So they're more concerned with residual rainfall than they are really wind damage at this point and how it might impact the plantings. They've had a little bit of delay in plantings for the 17-18 crop at this point. And surprisingly, Mike, the 16 market hasn't moved up. Have you seen anything else going on that might have kept the 16s from elevating off of this kind of news?
Well, certainly with the TRQ, we've seen a decline in the number 16 on the nearby under 25 cents. If something were to happen, unfortunately, it could boost that number 16 market a couple points. So we will keep a close eye on it, update people as more comes. Hopefully, it just dies down. And you'd say this is the beginning of hurricane season, not the end. So there's several that could come into play right after this.
Absolutely. We've still got Louisiana's planting season. We got two major refineries there. The Floridians certainly have to be mindful that we're not out of the woods. So weather issues don't ever seem to go away. We're pretty much out of the silly season for the weather market as it comes to corn. Speaking of going into our final topic of corn
sweeteners. Yes, let's go into that. Last week we covered corn sweetener negotiations. You know, everybody knows the ADM put out their price announcement with increases across the board in all the different products. Cargill put out their letter saying they're going to go individually to clients and really assess their needs and work with them on an individual basis. And a week has gone by, and we've seen a little activity. What's your take on the latest in negotiations?
I just qualify it as the early returns coming in would suggest that flat prices for glucose corn syrup seem to be sticking up year over year, and that the crystal ball for high fructose corn syrup is still too hazy to call at this time. So I wouldn't want to call the market up, down, or sideways. Do want to say that the corn wet millers are active in their approach to their customers. Customers are weighing things. I don't believe we're going to have 100% of this season's contracting done by the 8th of September, but certainly feel like we've got a really good start on at least the initial negotiations.
Absolutely. And I think you have to understand it's where your starting point is. And, you look at the increase, it's different for every customer out there, I know. And the negotiations are usually on a one-on-one basis. So we'll look forward to giving everybody updates as we go through the weeks and go from there. Well, with that said, we've covered the three topics. Happy Friday, Craig.
Happy Friday, Mike.
And I look forward to winning my bet with you.
Oh,
and
I can't
Conor
wait.
McGregor surprising the world.
Oh, no way. Mayweather's going to tire him out. Well, happy weekend, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com. Also visit us on LinkedIn for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.